Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 14th of September. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. We have Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. And Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Okay, let's see, gentlemen. Our next caller would be back again, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, thank you, John. Good morning, gentlemen. I don't know if Jeff Nyquist is squirming in his chair the way I am, but I got to say something. I can't just sit still. This, you know, Steve, it wasn't galactic cosmic rays or galactic cosmic rays that were going to come in August. Oops, no, they're going to come in September. Oops, no, it's going to be asteroids in October. Galactic cosmic rays and iron and arsenic dust and stuff like that. The galactic cosmic rays did not kill 3 million Chinese people, but Chairman Mao and his Great Leap Forward did. And it's always going to be man's inhumanity to man that is going to kill more people than these types of anomalies. And there's this constant dangling of the woo-woo carrots 2 months ahead, you know, 60 days, 90 days out, something's coming later this month, something's coming next month. And this stuff doesn't come. We've got a problem with, the world people trying to take over the world, and they've killed people by the tens of millions before, and they will do so again. You know, so it's fine for Mike to sit down in West Virginia, in the Vernon Green Hills of West Virginia, and talk about all this woo-woo that doesn't come to pass. But it's man's inhumanity, man, and the sinful, hard-hearted nature of man that's going to devastate humanity. And I grow weary of the constant woo-woo stuff that doesn't come. Take care. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Glenn.
As far as when you talk about Mike from around the world and his woo-woo stuff, I can't answer for Mike. When I tell you about the different asteroids and then you say they didn't come, that's completely false in what you're stating right there. Just because you don't see them yourself didn't mean they did not come. Every time we have had a belt come through, there are video footages of them. Back in the spring of this year, we were not only getting video footages of people that were capturing, which is not easy to capture an asteroid coming in like that, we were getting the sonic booms as well. In fact, one over, I think it was Pennsylvania, actually created a 2.6 earthquake up there because of it coming in. And every time we would have these times where I would report it in advance that you're going to have them, I would begin to look during that time for the video footage, and we would publish the video footage from around the world where people had caught the different asteroids coming in. And of course, we did not say they were planet killers or anything such as the nature. And as I've stated also, the technology that we have to be able to break these things up is far beyond what the public will ever know. So as I always state as well, they do actively try to deal with this. I did say that back, I guess, around February, that when October, September comes around, that fall of the year, we will be going through another asteroid belt. It'll be, I was told you would see double the amount of what you saw in the spring of the year, and that, yes, they would still continue to cause sonic booms. Now they're just now starting to publish some video footage of different ones coming in, and they are very sizable. Haven't had anybody release a video of a sonic boom yet, but I'm sure they will because we're just now getting started with it. So that's not a woo-woo. And although we do have issues with wars and things like that, such as China is going to take down Taiwan, I've been saying that since July, before anybody ever spoke about it, because I know it's going to happen. They've already told us to move our equipment. Yes, those type things are going to happen as well. But whether you like it or not, and whether or not it's a woo-woo or not, things are going to happen. And then it's going to catch you off guard. And you may not have a chance to go woo-woo anymore.
Okay. Well said. Well said. Let's move on from there. I believe, Steve, you said you may have some more updates for us a while back there.
Yeah, John. This is kind of like one of these crazy things. There's a lot of things that the CIA does that people have no clue about. And even though I spent 7 years with them, I was very compartmentalized in my area, so I didn't know about some of the things that we do as well, which I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but we have different groups that research ancient documents, things like that in the CIA. But there was one group that they just released a report internally about some work they've been doing on, for a lack of, they call it demonic energy is what they call it in the report there. And they've noticed that we've had an upsurge, more specifically out west, of this energy that is coming in. And they've been trying to figure out why. And of course, in their work that they've been doing, they've noticed that that this seems to be coming from the core of the earth, coming out from within inside the earth. Which, of course, they know that we have a hollow earth, not unlike some people think they don't really tell you that in science. But the one thing they did in their discovery is that they've noticed that water seems to be almost like a barrier with this type of energy. It doesn't penetrate through water very well. But as a result, though, this negative energy that is coming up, they finally figured out or come to the conclusion, and I don't know how they come to the conclusion of this, but they're coming up through the fracking holes that we're creating. And we have some 50,000 fracking operations that have been done in the western part of the United States. But in their report, what was really weird, I can't wrap my head around this one. This is just kind of like beyond my understanding here. But for some reason, they seem to know that these entities or this energy, this very demonic energy, as they call it negative energy, really is wanting blood. And they feel like that as a result of this, and I do know that the people in DARPA have been able to, in some of the experiments they've done, they've spoke about this negative energy as well, and how they can actually with their devices, whatever they have, they're able to see it take over people and then how it changes the people and stuff. But what they're concerned about from an intelligence operation on this is that we're going to see an increase, majorly increase in violence as a result of the study that they have been doing now. And I don't know how long they did the study, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that we do some of these types of researches and stuff. And I'm like, kind of blew me away about how they talk about it. And then there's one other thing that that we were also in discussion about was we've got a creature in Boca Raton, Florida. This is we've had a manatee, more than one manatee, but one manatee that they actually got on video footage that was killed by a very strange creature. And as well, we've got human remains. Now this this one event with the manatee that we have a video footage of took place about a year ago. They did not make it public because they're concerned about tourism and things like that. I do know that if they ever make it public, they're going to blame it on a crossbreeding of a python, I believe a Burmese python with an African python, and that as a result, it's made a very violent python, and that's what's killed some of these humans as well as the manatee. Adult manatee as well, not baby manatees, but in the report that I got on that, because another person that was actually viewing the video footage, they don't agree with that analysis. They said it's not a python. They said there is a thing that they have in captivity. They said the best way to describe it is, they said, if you remember the movie back in the 80s, a thing called Swamp Thing. Said it's kind of like a lizard type of creature, but kind of looks like that, kind of like looks like a human because it has arms and legs, but not human. They do believe that it is a cousin to the reptilian aliens that live within the Earth. But this particular type thing is an aquatic creature that lives in caverns down inside of the Earth. And we have, like I said, we have one of these in captivity. So we know about this creature, you know, what little bit they can as far as on the studies there. But they're wondering if it didn't mate with something like a mermaid or something like that. And I know if people think mermaids are mythical, but they're not. We have those in captivity as well. But and has created an even more deranged type of species. But at any rate, this thing managed to kill a manatee, and they caught it on video footage, and it was shared with the scientists there at the Pentagon to try to determine what this actually was. And they said that they don't, but of course the big issue is that we don't have the type of creature it was is not in our DNA database for those types of creatures. That's why they're wondering if something didn't get crossed up somewhere, or if it's just some species they're not even aware of. But as the conclusion of our meeting on that issue there was, don't go swimming in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay. Well, that's pretty scary. How far offshore was it? How far offshore
that,
does that
place? It's inland. That's the scary thing. It's actually really? In the more the inland areas. And it was actually a charter boat group that submitted the video. You know, the thing is, John, we've been getting, you know, slowly but surely, you get more and more reports of things like this. You know, in fact, one of the things that they said, it kind of reminded them of like the Loch Ness Monster type thing. And I know that a lot of people think that's not real either, but it is. And in fact, they had one that washed ashore. I think NBC News did a story on that small one. It wasn't a big one. So they actually got to see what the creature looks like on that. But even, I mean, they've got movies that they come out with. That one movie that came out last year, I think called Deep Underwater or Underwater or something like that. That was actually based on a real story. Even though they don't tell you that, if you watch the end of it, you'll see in there the two survivors of that old platform that was drilling, which was actually in the Pacific, not the Atlantic, that survived. It says in there, they did say that there was an incident, but they were put under, they couldn't speak anything about it, what happened. But what happened in that story there, they did drill through to the ocean in the center of the Earth, and they did have a creature come through. And And what, but the truth of it was, they never killed it with the oil rig doing an explosion. We actually killed it with the dolphins that we used to attack submarines, is the way that the creature was killed. But the creature ended up killing every single one of the dolphins that had been trained for attacking submarines, with the exception of one. And that dolphin actually brought back one of the claws of the creature that they, that he had killed. And the claw, if I remember right, the claw was 24 inches long, just the claw itself. Oh. And they said it was similar from what they could tell when they sent the robotics down there to try to get it. They said you couldn't get far enough back to see the full size of the creature because the water is just too murky at that depth. But from what they could see, they said it was almost like a Godzilla-type thing that had come through. So they knew that they had to kill it. And, of course, it was classified operation. And they did successfully kill it. But then they make a movie, and nobody really knows that that movie is based on a real event.
What's the name of that movie?
I think it's called Underwater. Came out, I want to say, in either 2020 or 2019. I think it was 2020 when that came out.
Fascinating stuff.
I'll look it up to be sure.
Fascinating stuff.
Yes. It is crazy.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I don't think I'd be sticking my feet in the water near Boca Raton anytime soon.
It is Underwater is the name of it. It's a 2020 film. But I would have to say, from what I've been told, it's about 70% accurate. I know the guy that I work with, he actually was part of that operation. That's one reason why I knew directly about that particular story a little bit more. Then they also had a movie called Life, where this octopus looking thing on a space station pretty much kills nearly everybody on board. There's a lot of truth to that story, too, because that actually did happen. Not quite the way they show it, but very similar. And, yes, most everybody was killed. And it does go from a single cell to, like, an octopus-type creature. So,
well, all life begins with a single cell, doesn't it, sir?
There you go.
Yep. Amazing. Well, you missed something a moment ago about the CIA reviewing and reading ancient documents. That's an area of my personal interest, especially the ancient Sanskrit writings coming out of India. Do you have any knowledge of that, sir?
Actually, I do. The group, because I will correspond back and forth because I do work on the ancient documents myself. But the group that does the Dead Sea Scrolls and stuff also do the ancient Indian documents. And I've gotten a lot of reports on that and where they go different directions with that. One of the main reasons, though, for studying the documents is they always are looking for ancient technology that is revealed in these documents. But, of course, you end up gleaning all kinds of things as a result of that. There's some very, very, very interesting things from the India documents that they've uncovered. But for the most part, they do look for one. They look for things that might be more in prophetic nature. I know more recently they've been looking deeper at Nimrod because they took the body of Nimrod out of Mosul and he's now underneath Colorado's airport. And whether or not he would be the Antichrist. In fact, they told me that I should do a little bit more research in the Book of Enoch because there were some clues in the writings of Enoch. Of course, we tend to use the Dead Sea Scroll versions that we can have there as well because we do have some things that are not available to the public. Well, I should say 50% of what was in the Dead Sea Scrolls has never been made to the been made known to the public, and mainly because there are writings in there about Jesus, and they did not want that going public. So,
well, I've always assumed that.
We have a team that does nothing but Nostradamus as well. That's all they do is they study the writings of Nostradamus, looking to see what they can figure out. And like I say, you know, there's so many avenues of things that are done that just blows your mind away.
Absolutely. We have a break. We're going to call her and hold. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there on my feet, got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th September, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great sale going on. The more units you get, the more money you save. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve Ben-Noon, his website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. And we have Jeff Nyquist, jrnyquist.blog. Okay, gentlemen, our next caller, it looks like, is... John in Florida. Good morning, John.
I agree with Steve. I always swim on the Palm Beach Inlet, and I got no problem going to the ocean, but anywhere else in Florida, if you're inland, you're bait. And it's called Boca Raton, Steve, by the way. But if I really do. If I'm swimming in fresh water, I feel like I'm bait, with alligators and pythons and everything now. You know, and I didn't hear that story about what you said about happening in Boca a year ago. Hello?
We're here. You on mute there, Steve?
Yeah. They're not going to make it public. As I said, what they were trying to do is to avert a fear situation to where it would end up messing up tourism. So I'm surprised though that they didn't end up putting this on social media. But then again, it was a charter boat captain that did record it, so he could definitely understand, no doubt, what it would cause if that went public.
We have people from Miami coming up to Palm Beach now on the weekends because we have beautiful water here, and there's nothing down in Miami. Not just that's all of a sudden the last month. And they're also coming over to the West Coast around across Alligator Alley.
Yeah, well, yeah, Fort Myers, Naples, all those places over there too. Yeah, a lot of times people travel across Alligator Alley to go there.
Yeah, but any fresh water, I will not swim in. I have a fear of that, but I'll go in the Atlantic Ocean, and I do not worry about sharks, but alligators, I worry about. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, I remember this big alligator on a pier over here when we had a bunch of flooding. But I wanted to say that I'm a backup Stephen DeNoon and Paul Begley and Mike around the world because Russia don't tell you everything happened. But in February 2013, they had an asteroid the size of an Eiffel Tower come in, and it reached across, and when it hit our atmosphere, it did a lot of damage. I mean, I don't know how many buildings were damaged, and people were hurt because the glass of the window got behind. So I just would tell everybody, if you see a big asteroid, turn your back to the window. They're not going to tell you. Get away from the glass. So they're happening, okay? I don't see why we couldn't. Well, there's a book. You wanted to see how the world could be destroyed in 1 hour. It's a lady. Her name is Carol Balazze. She's in Tampa, Florida. She's a nurse. And she has a whole three-quarters of an inch pages of in the back of the book with biblical scriptures. That book, I talked to her. I said, where'd you get that? She said, I didn't write that book. I just started writing, and it just came to me. And it was one time she saw I sold it for $200,000 because they're going to make a multi-million-dollar movie. I said, you didn't. They would never want any of that stuff out there. But I think she's got it back or something. Now you can go to cheap books. She's got two more out, and I said, oh, I see, okay. She's got another book out, and it's called The Face of the Enemy, and a third book called Plague. So I think the lady hears God, and she said her sister's a prophet, that's not her. But the point is that there was an earthquake, and it triggered other earthquakes, and it triggered earthquakes all over the whole world, and it was all destroyed in one Bible talks. The whole world is Babylon. God can do it. You need to get right with God. Okay, that's all there was. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Pat. All right, we're back. Steve, going back to the ancient Indian Sanskrit manuscripts, I understand that some of them, they read like a Boeing 747 maintenance manual. Is that your understanding also?
I'm not actually aware, John, of the details, but I have been wanting to read them. Not that I can read their particular writing, but reading some of the English versions that there is, because there have been things that have told to me that I should look for that are in those documents there. And what's interesting is they actually read very similar to some of the Christian writings that I don't know if it was one time were part of the Bible and then were taken out, or some of the ones that just
that happened at the council of Nicene, right? We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Here are more on We Are Back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot new there every day. The daily intelligence briefing is there, and a lot more. We're going to have more posted before the week is over, and some interesting pieces of real estate for sale. Check out the energy cleaners. It will help you get a better night's sleep than you've had in decades and help you get past the pain so you can do the things that you love. Right there at my website, only $285 shipping included. You can place your order there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist, jrnyquist.blog, and Steve Ben-Noon, israelinewslive.org. Gentlemen, let's see. Our next caller looks like Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Jeff, I heard you mention about what Bill Gates said in his creepy talk, TED talk. What we take is his creepy talk, and I think his equation itself is creepy. What he actually said in that talk could be interpreted different ways, and I'm glad you bring that out. But what he said in a separate talk last year with Belinda, before they did their split, I guess, he turned to Melinda near the end of the talk with a smile on his face, and he said, "The next one will really get noticed." As she smirked a toothless smile. And it seemed like that was, I mean, I read that as a statement that he was supposed to make, and he did make. And it was very similar to a statement that that Fauci made in 2017, stating that there was going to be a surprise outbreak during this administration. That wasn't a prediction. That was a statement of fact or a future event. In other words, that was a statement that sounded like pre-planning, clear pre-planning. And if we don't believe the occult is involved in all this, you can look at Event 201, the Rockefeller Lockstep document, the other document that Alex Jones came out with, I think John has posted on his site about 2025, whatever that was. but those things are signs of pre-planning. What happened in the 2012 Olympics opening ceremonies was very significant. We saw the nurses skit began with a Chinese nurse, clearly a Chinese Mongolian-like face, in the foreground, in the very beginning of that, with a cage going, empty cage going behind her head. Later we had a image, like a dressed-up small, short actor in a bed, leaning up and sneezing. He looked like Boris Johnson, very much an effigy of him. and then later on, these nurses danced to like disco music or whatever they were doing. They danced on the floor in that ceremony. And this is something that actually happened in the hospitals. And this is documented on YouTube in various places. And some people analyze this. There's some analyses of this on the internet, and there may be other facts that have materialized. But if we think that the occult is not involved and that these things are not materializing, I think Steve Bannon would even have commentary on that. I think it's important.
Okay.
Was there any comment on that?
Well, I don't have any myself. Steve, you got any comment on Dave's words?
One thing that I have to agree about is the occult. When Dave mentions that, there, I know that Hillary Clinton, which I mean, there's enough evidence already publicly that she goes to these witch ceremonies and things like that, but. But the very inside of that, I'm very much more aware of, just like even in the case with the Taliban. When Obama's administration, which was headed by Hillary on this particular movement, was working on securing the military equipment that would be left behind in Afghanistan for a future event, that was at one time there where we see the occult get involved in that particular transaction, because not only were we agreeing to leave our equipment behind, but we were also, Hillary Clinton had said to the Taliban leaders, they were dealing with this, what they call an evil entity called the Jinn ghost or something like that. And whether or not any of that's true or not, I don't know, but I do know that they did agree to accept her and her group to intercede on their behalf, and when they did, the Jinn spirit says that he wanted blood and that he specifically wanted beheadings. And this is one reason why we saw so many beheadings, not only in Afghanistan, but also in Syria, where these Taliban fighters were being used with the ISIS militants. So that type of stuff does go on. And which, by the way, one of the reasons why they would not allow Trump back in office was because he would have broke the status quo that they had worked out with the Obama administration, and that was giving this equipment to ISIS and to the Taliban, which what we just saw happen recently, because Trump said that he would blow every bit of it up. He would not. He said he was okay with leaving it. He didn't like the idea. He said, well, if we're going to leave it, we're going to blow it up. That's one of the reasons why he could not go back in the second time around, because the plan was already set and staged for the Taliban to get this equipment.
All right. Jeff, you got any follow-up before we move on here?
No.
Okay. All right. And
John, I just wanted to say...
Go ahead, Dave.
I wanted to say one thing to to Charlie. Charlie, thanks for your observation and checking out what I said. But I think the most important thing to check out is the John Twitchell show on last Saturday night, where Steve Elkins and folks were asking Dr. Peter McCullough a number of questions. And listen carefully to what Dr. McCullough says. Try to understand what he's saying. I know that many of his statements are very deep and involve a lot of background, and I'm trying to sift through them myself. I think that's very important information for all of us to take a look at, because he was a guy who believed greatly in vaccines. I think he had 70% of his people in his practice take the jab before he realized it was dangerous, and then he went totally the other direction. And he's a very good medical scientist.
Okay.
That's all, John.
Thanks. Our next caller is Don in Washington. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. Anybody hear me all right?
You hear me fine. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I think everybody should listen to John Starkweather's show this afternoon. Find some enlightening information that everybody on this network needs to know about. Also, I was just wondering, are you taking any more from Judy Mikovits? I've got a private copy that some of our friends recorded at a California meeting about 2 weeks ago on Sunday. For your site, I mean.
Anything from Judy, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, I'll send it to you. There's a lot of questions at the end that people ask, and she answered them, but she says absolutely by no means take any shot ever again because they're all polluted. But I just want to pass it on. Everybody should listen to John Starkweather's show this afternoon, 4 o'clock or whenever it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you. Steve, you're personally acquainted with Judy Mikovits. You got any follow-up there, sir? You're on mute, Steve.
I know that, in fact, I'm fixing to have Judy back on our program again to do a follow-up on things. But that what was just said is true. Judy did say if you've ever taken the vaccine already, the best thing you can do is not ever take it again because the boosters and things like that are going to be much worse. And the best thing that people could do is just not take any follow-up boosters at all.
Yeah, I was in a meeting with an attorney I know last week, and he told me he got one of the COVID shots, and I said, well, please don't get the booster. Just please don't do that. And I referred him to my website and the video with Dr. Mike Yaden, the former vice president at Pfizer. Let's see. It looks like, gentlemen, our next caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, guys. I love you. Got a couple of quick comments and maybe a question in here. I heard that there's this CO2 giant sucking machine. I think that's one of Bill Gates' things, too, and I wonder if anybody knows about that. That's one thing. And then I did want to mention a TED Talk with that Bill Gates with the mosquitoes. He had a mosquito in a jar, and he was going to, like, you know, it was like a joke, just like, you know, how we're going to reduce that number, you know, P for people. But, yeah, he was talking about mosquitoes, so I just wanted to mention that about all these Franken mosquitoes that have been let loose in Florida, and I believe Texas as well. And after Hurricane Wilma down here in Florida, I did notice, yes, we have snakes. A year after that Hurricane Wilma, that was 2005, I rescued a drowning baby. But beside that, there were alligators, literally ripped somebody apart here where I live in Sunrise. And I noticed all these iguanas and all the curly tail lizards. So those were my main points. And other than, where do you get this MSM?
Patty,
you know, the carbon dioxide, what's it called? Chlorine dioxide?
Well, I found some on the internet. It was easy to find.
Oh, Oh. Okay. All right, but yeah, if anybody knows anything about that machine that's sucking carbon, and any comments on those mosquitoes, and just strange wildlife here in Florida, I'd appreciate it. I'll take it off air.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Jeff, you got any follow-up? Steve sent a note. He's not aware of anything there.
Animals in Florida? No. I'd like to hear about the mermaids. That was intriguing.
That's always intriguing to healthy adult males, of course. Leon, you got any follow-up on the critters in Florida?
No, sir. I haven't been to Florida in 2 years, and I did not see any mermaids in my time throughout the Navy.
Okay. we'll go next to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. I guess this would be best directed at Leon and Steve. I'd be interested in hearing their comments on it. I've brought it up in the past. Your thoughts of the vaccine being the operating system and the boosters actually being the programming that will take effect. You got to update your program. Any comments?
Well, Mike Adams talked about Moderna having on their website saying that it didn't classify it as a vaccine, specifically to that, and this is the software of life. And so I took screenshots when I first heard that because I know they would pull it down. So I still have those screenshots, and so I agree with you. You know, if you have to do these boosters that are every first 5 months and they want to do it monthly and they just keep reducing the time frame and now they're getting to the point of wanting to do powder pills and they're trying to get that approved as well. You know, this is all about money and control. But, yes, it makes sense that, you know, just like you have to update your phone depending on what models you have, it may be quarterly, it may be annually. But, yes, they want to get to the point that you're pretty much tied to the system, whether it's the beehive or whatever. But, yes, it does make a lot of sense, and you know, I haven't taken the first one. I'm not taking any of the subsequent ones. So when I think about the idea that it is a software and it has the same mentality and the whole ideology behind this is that, hey, we want to just keep shooting you up and we're going to control it. And so it does make a lot of sense. And one other thing I wanted to talk about pertaining to, DNA being a, it is so sophisticated in how they can actually use it as a transceiver, and now it's getting very esoteric. But Mike Adams goes into depth in that, along with Dr. Ted Brower. So you are on the right path there, sir.
Steve, any comment?
Yeah, John, and you may have already seen this anyway, John, on the video that we did on our iConnectFX.com Israeli News Live page there. I'm just pulling it up so I make sure I get the right title for this. This is where Dr. Carrie Made, she's the one that actually gave me the information about the things that they had discovered from the, I forget if it was Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The title of the video is called Helping Humanity in a World of Deceit. But on that video, we show from the slide where she photographed the different elements in there, some of them like a little string in there, like a blue string in the vaccine. But there is a octagon-shaped thing attached to it. In one of the slides, there's a square thing attached to it. They did have, because it was a molecular biologist and Dr. Carrie Made that had examined this. And then they had some scientists that deal with, I guess you would say, the engineering of how this would work. In other words, could this be a computer chip of some sort attached? And they did agree that that it did appear to be something of that type of nature that was attached to these strings in this vial that they had got to examine. So with that, and of course with the information I know from the government that it's a top secret program, and that although they could not comment specifically, it is going to be used to connect the people to the AI system that is part of the plan as well. So it would make sense why, as Leon said, you know, that they would need to do updates to what's being injected. But always do keep in mind, too, I think that it's been stated from what I've gathered thus far, you could have anywhere from 10 to 30% of the vaccines in the beginning were placebos. So therefore, when you hear about people getting vaccinations, they say, oh, I didn't get any side effects, nothing happened to me, things like that. There's a lot of placebos out there in the beginning. Now, there is going to come a time where that will end and they won't do it anymore because that's part of their testing on humanity.
All right.
That's part of the desensitization. One more comment. That's part of causing
it really,
people
make it
to...
really quick, John. We got a break. Really quick after the
okay,
break.
Okay, Steve, do you think it's possible that in so doing they can control mankind like a robot?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
How about John, you, Leon? Thank
you. Correct.
Okay,
okay, John.
Thank you.
Are
we'll
you
right
sick
back.
Of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we are back. I'm going to wrap up this Tuesday morning roundtable. We're going to give each of our guests a minute to give their summary. We'll start with Leon, go to Jeff, and wrap it up with Steve. Go ahead, Leon.
That question we asked, looking at it at the website right now in Moderna, and I sent both of you the link and the picture, and it still says, as of today, that our mRNA medicines, the software of life, and I've downloaded it, and you'll see it on your phones shortly. I don't have Jeff's direct number, so yeah, you can see that. And so they haven't changed their mentality. They haven't said, oh, it's a vaccine. They call it the software of life. So, no, this is a bioweapon, people. It's just that simple. There's enough smoking evidence. Dr. McDowell from Grenada describes it in rapid detail about, you know, everything that's attached to this. And so Dr. Madej, we can just go down the list of all these doctors and the person who invented it. So, you know, this is demonstrably a bioweapon, and it is not pro-life. So if you want to take a chance and join the experiment with the silly mice, go ahead and do that. But it's not productive in that regard. So, you know, I definitely believe that if you have the immunities and you have the protection, you know, it's God-given immunity, then use those. I mean, I already had COVID. I got over it. I know people with comorbidities and other problems. Yeah, they're having problems. Age, obesity, diabetes and hypertension. So, you know, you have to prepare your body, and most importantly, you have to prepare your soul, because, you know, this is a spiritual battle right now. I just want to say thank you very much. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Jeff, your turn, sir.
Well, we live in an age of false narratives, and of course the government is giving us false narratives. They're saying that we should take a shot, that it's safe, when the FDA... This FDA trick, by the way, the version of the virus, the version of the vaccine that they're saying is safe, is not the one being offered.
That's right.
So that's a way of tricking people into taking it. So when they're trying to trick people and they're telling people false things about it, and they're not telling you it's experimental and it could kill you, and it's just not known. You know, obviously people are going to make their own decisions. I'm really surprised. I heard the figure that 80 million people are not vaccinated. That's less than a quarter of the population is not vaccinated. I'm quite surprised, but then maybe people just need to believe. So that's my comment.
Okay, thank you. Steve, go ahead and wrap it up, sir.
Well, John, you know, the one thing that I would say, kind of echoing what Jeff said, there's so much disinformation out there, and the government loves to give a lot of disinformation as it is. But we are facing some crazy times coming up. Just kind
we
of be
are.
Prepared and be vigilant.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you very much. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.